Traffic in the city center was terrible. She didn't work far from the gym, but the road had so many traffic lights. She stopped and looked into the car next to her. She saw two men in the car. She couldn't believe her eyes. One of the men had a gun. Then he looked out of the window at Christina. She looked into his eyes, into his dark brown eyes, and for a moment the man looked back. Then he turned his head, and she saw a tattoo of a flower, a red poppy, on his neck. Then she heard the sound of police cars. The man in the car lifted up his gun. Christina felt afraid. She wanted to go quickly. She tried to start her bike, but she couldn't. Everybody else was moving, but she couldn't. Suddenly, a taxi hit the back of her bike. She fell from the bike onto the front of the taxi, and then down onto the road. Her head hit the road hard. She saw nothing. She felt nothing. She didn't even hear the sound of the ambulance, which took her to hospital. 2 hours later, Christina was lying in bed in hospital, and her parents were waiting outside her room with a policeman.
"Where's her helmet?"
asked Mr. Rinaldi, Christina's father.
"I know she had a helmet. She always wore a helmet." "She didn't come in here with a helmet," the policeman told him. "I can't believe it. She always wore her helmet," Mr. Rinaldi said.
"Maybe the helmet fell on the road. Maybe the police left it there," Mrs. Rinaldi said quietly to her husband. "It's okay. I'm sure she's going to be all right."
They waited 10 more minutes before the doctor came to see them.
"She's lucky," the doctor said. "She's going to be okay. You can see her now, but she doesn't remember anything about the accident."
The doctor took them into the room where Christina lay in bed. Christina's mother and father began to cry.
"Are you sure she's okay?" they asked. "Can't we take her home now?"
"No, it's better if she stays here for a few days," said the doctor.
Her mother stood by her bed.
"Come back and live with us, Christina," she said. "It's not safe for you in the city. It's not only the traffic. We hear so many terrible things. Please, Christina, your room is there for you. Come back, and we'll look after you at home. You can change your job if it's too far to go."
Christina felt angry. She had her own flat in the city center, and her own life. She liked to look after herself. But her parents weren't happy about her staying in the flat on her own after the accident. Christina couldn't believe her bad luck. She lay in bed listening to her parents. Her father tried some other ideas.
"How about a flat with your brother, Christina? He'd like it, and he could look after you. Or maybe your mother could stay with you for some time. Just until you are better."
But 2 days later, she went back to her own flat alone. She phoned the museum.
"I'm okay. I'll be back at work in a week," she told the director.
Her mother visited her every day, and Christina talked to her father every night on the phone. They agreed to let her keep her flat, but there was something they disagreed with her about. They did not want her to keep the motorbike. All of Christina's family talked about Christina's bad luck.
"It's the traffic in the city center," her aunt said when she phoned Christina. "It's the same at 4 in the afternoon and 3 in the